Hi, and welcome to Fit to Be Tied. We are Dr. Gail Watkins
and Dr. Chris Zink, the creators of this course.
Several years ago, we realized that although breeders were regularly told to ensure their dogs were fit prior to breeding, no one had studied or explained what entailed breeding fitness. So using our varied experiences, we created this program to enable breeders to focus their physical conditioning efforts to benefit their stud dogs, brood bitches, and puppies. In this first module, we'll introduce you to what canine breeding stock conditioning is, what benefits come from physically fit stud dogs and brood bitches, why this is a challenge for us, and how you can assess the fitness of your own dogs. So, what exactly is physical fitness? Well, this type of fitness is a state of physiological well-being that is achieved through a combination of good diet, regular physical exercise, and other practices that promote good health, such as optimal vaccination protocols. We're going to focus in Fit to Be Tied on the specific physical exercises that contribute to good fitness in breeding dogs. Avidog's Your Litter A to Z course covers the details of reproductive nutrition, stress management, and other important contributions to optimal fitness. So join us as a member if you're interested. Physical condition has been linked to reproductive success across many species, from livestock like cattle, sheep, and horses, to wildlife like deer and even snakes and lizards, as well as human beings. So it makes sense that the fitness of our dogs will influence how successful they are as breeders. In fact, similar results have been found in dogs. Fat, unfit brood bitches have higher rates of dystocia or whelping difficulties and C-sections, as well as a higher chance of hypoxia or oxygen deprivation in their puppies from prolonged labor. Conversely, bitches that are too thin tend not to come in season regularly, and when they come in, they ovulate fewer eggs and produce fewer living puppies. Thin bitches also produce less milk during lactation. And in both cases, fat and thin, these unfit bitches tend to be poorer mothers, engaging less with their puppies. And since quality of mothering has been shown to have lifetime effects on puppies, poor fitness has both immediate and long-term consequences on the dogs we produce. We'd expect similar results in stud dogs, and in fact, fat, unfit dogs will have higher rates of infertility with lower sperm counts, concentration, and motility. They're able to accomplish fewer breedings. These dogs' sperm have increased DNA fragmentation indices, a measure of abnormalities in the sperm's genetic material, which is related to infertility and breeding failure in other species. Obese dogs are likely to carry a higher toxin load, which may have detrimental epigenetic effects on offspring. Conversely, dogs that are too thin are likely to have lower sperm concentration and total sperm counts, thus reducing their fertility. So why is it hard to get and keep our canine breeding animals physically fit? Well, first, many of our breeding dogs also do other things. As a result, some are either too fat or too thin. Over 50% of U.S. dogs and 40% of those in the United Kingdom are overweight or obese. These statistics don't apply just to pet dogs either. A 2015 study found that 25% of conformation dogs competing at Crufts were overweight. Performance dogs are often at the opposite end of the spectrum. Some agility, mushing, and racing dogs compete well below the optimal breeding weight. Breeding often entails stress for the dogs, from traveling and kenneling to simply being in season or around bitches in season. Pregnancy and whelping and raising a litter add even more stress to the life of a bitch. While a bitch is in season, many males don't eat or sleep. And similarly, pregnant bitches often go off their food, and towards the end of pregnancy and early in puppy rearing get very little sleep. The confinement inherent in the breeding process and raising puppies tends to contribute to deconditioning of both males and females. And then the last two challenges face our bitches primarily. Dogs as a species have a very short gestation period of 63 days, so if a bitch isn't fit when she's bred, there isn't time to get her fit during pregnancy. And some of the physiological and hormonal changes that bitches undergo while pregnant and lactating further compromise their fitness. So what are our goals when we put the time and effort into conditioning our brood bitches and stud dogs? Well, let's start with bitches. Bitches that are in top overall condition will be able to more easily handle the physicality of natural and artificial breedings. Fit girls will better withstand the effects of deconditioning that comes with breeding, late pregnancy, and lactation. They can handle long periods without sleep, occasional bouts of poor appetite, and the extraordinary physical demands of nursing large litters. Breeding requires a bitch to have core, rear, and front end strength to hold the male during breeding and pups during pregnancy. She must have good balance and proprioception for the actual mating, to move safely around her puppies and to handle lactation. And she needs flexibility to aid her pups during whelping and maintain her own cleanliness following the birth. Putting all this together means that fit bitches should have faster whelpings with less dystocia, and thus fewer C-sections and stillborn puppies, resulting in more pups weaned. So what are our stud dog fitness goals? Well, overall stud dog fitness should increase the ease and number of natural breedings and artificial inseminations. Fit males should also more easily withstand the deconditioning, sleep deprivation, and lack of appetite that occurs while bitches are in season. A breeding male needs core, rear, and front strength to accomplish matings. You can see this in the effort this dog is making while breeding this bitch. Balance is also key, since dogs often find themselves standing on their toes like this guy. Proprioception is critical because stud dogs can't see what they're doing while breeding. They're aiming blind. And finally, flexibility comes into play during the tie, when dogs turn, often in rather awkward ways. Thus, fit stud dogs should have more healthy sperm and should be able to accomplish more natural breedings. All other things being equal, fit males will breed longer through their lives than unfit dogs. So now we know why we want to put this much effort into fitness for our breeding dogs. In many species, including dogs, physical condition relates directly to reproductive success. And using a structured fitness program like Fit to Be Tied enables breeders to overcome many of the challenges inherent in dog breeding by getting and keeping their dogs fit. But like all fitness programs, the starting point is evaluating your dog's fatness and fitness so you can get the most out of your conditioning efforts.